Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. We'll begin our broadcast, as we do all of our broadcast, with a prayerful meditation. And the prayerful meditation is designed to quiet and clear the mind, to clear the mind from the toxicity of hurry and worry, hustle and bustle, and all the little words that we get caught up in the course of a moment in our lives. This broadcast brings you back to the wholeness that you are. It is a reminder of your beingness, that you were born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you'll ever need for the journey. So when you tune into this broadcast, you're reminded in the insights and in the prayerful meditation that you are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So with that thought in mind, I ask that you close your eyes very softly, all of you that can close your eyes and are not driving or doing something that requires your eyes to be open. I invite you to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. With eyes closed or open, listening to the prayerful meditation that speaks to your beingness. That beingness that you become aware of moment to moment in your daily living. Let us begin. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment. Excuse me, I think we got cut off, so I'd like to start the prayerful meditation again. And so let us begin with eyes closed, breathing in and out in a very gentle and calming manner as you listen to these words. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, incomplete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google by typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I recommend also reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Cleansing Our Mind of Others' Belief. And the title of that blog, again, is Cleansing Our Mind of Others' Beliefs. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. Now, the Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. The idea of the Spiritual Freedom Broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I will always share a short insight to bring the message and the intent of this broadcast home. The idea of this broadcast is to invite you to work from the inside out. What I know is this: you can only work from the inside out when you cleanse your mind, and you cleanse your mind of others' beliefs. Now, the work that Brother Malcolm and I present on this broadcast and in our writings is the work that we do moment to moment on ourselves. This broadcast presents a new way to think and live. It is not based on the social construct generational toxicity model. This creation that we call enlightenism is about living from your wholeness. It is not about finding a way to live with confusion, anger, shame, guilt, comparison, jealousy, lack, limitation, and struggle. It is about healing the beliefs that brought you to those points in your life. Enlightenism is about moving out of the topical of what others taught you. About what others taught you about who you are and what you're supposed to do and be. Enlightenism is about unlearning the field of the beliefs of the social construct, generational toxicity, and cleansing the mind. When we speak of cleansing the mind, this is what it means, to cleanse your mind from what others have taught you. When you unlearn those beliefs, you are no longer confronted with the building blocks of lack, limitation, and struggle. You know a new field of energy, a new field in which you can respond from. Enlightenism is about moving beyond the field, out of the field of the social construct and generational toxicity. Enlightenism is about living in the field of self-reliance, where you know that you are whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. Enlightenism is about your awareness of being in your response to living. Who am I aware of being in this event, in this experience? What is my behavior? What is my activity? What is my expression? What am I knowing about me? Do I know that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life? Do I know that I have the power within me to change the way I think and live? Do I move from this power within, or do I move from what others have taught me? What I know is that you are here to bring into being the freedom and comfort of living your life in wholeness in every moment of your life. When we are living and being this wholeness, we make decisions and speak our words from this beingness. It is in this beingness that we come to know and walk the path of enlightenism. Enlightenism is where you come to know a new place to think and live. It is where you learn a new way to speak. It is where you trust the beingness in you. It is where you come to know the power within. It is where you live from the inside out. The words and all of the enlightenism prayerful meditations speak to the greater power within you. Enlightenism is a new spirituality and a new way to think and live. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to cleanse your mind of others' beliefs to define God for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within your mind. We know that enlightenism is a new way to think and live. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcast, live or on playback, on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our books, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Light. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African American consciousness and spiritual awareness. I now give you
author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights and thought-provoking meditation.
You're welcome.
You are helping us to help ourselves by quieting our minds and working inside.
Yes.
Inside of us. Yeah, that's where the power is. And each day that I'm working inside, I realize that others who desire to know who they are must also do that same work.
Absolutely.
We can talk about it, but you have to do it to really get the feel for it.
Yes, it's in the work. It's in the work.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of singing. As you know very well, I cannot sing according to singing standards. But, and so when you think about singing, you can hear the music. You can hear someone sing beautifully. And it seemed like you should be able to duplicate it. But when you begin to try to duplicate it, you realize there are some other things involved.
Yes.
The person just does sing. And those that sing really well, they have made improvements, enhancements to their voice to know about breathing and all of these other things. And that's what Enlightenism is. You can hear this. It sounds familiar. But it's when you get in and start doing the work that you realize, oh, there's something behind what they are talking about.
Yes.
They've done something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whitney Houston did something else. What did she do? And that's what I'm talking about. With
yes.
We're talking about it, but there's something else to it.
Absolutely. There's more to it than the simplicity. It is the work behind moving forth in your life. It is a work about your awareness of being. It is a work about clearing those beliefs that don't allow you to move forth in your life. And that's where the work is. It's about cleansing your mind. That's where the work is.
So true, Sister Carolyn. Thank you very much.
But welcome.
Hey, folks, Sister Carolyn got us going with a strong meditation, inspirational meditation, thought-provoking meditation, all of those words, to try to capture the essence of what just happened. And what just happened is she was sharing with us insights about how to cleanse the mind. How to cleanse your mind is the essence of the book, of the blog, our new blog, about how to cleanse your mind of your dependency on others for power and clarity. Most of us suffer from universal trauma but don't know it. We don't know it because we depend on illusion for our power and clarity. See, we're depending on something that is unreal to define for us who we really are. And most of us suffer from this dependency virus. We inherit the illusions from past generations. When we inherited them from our parents and society, we didn't know they contained a poisonous virus. They infected us with the victim dependency virus, which we passed to the next generation. They didn't know that they were doing it any more than we do. See, when you live in an illusion, everything is unreal. But it takes on the expression or the manifestation of reality. We believe it's real when we recite things from the past. We believe the Ten Commandments actually came from God, a God that is independent in terms of us, but a God who is a landowner, someone that is creator over us, watches over us, punishes us, and rewards us. These are all of the things coming from the human mind. And you know, it's funny, folks, but for a long time, I believe that the Baptist religion, which I was a participant in for most of my life, I thought it was something divinely created. When I say divinely created, I thought that God wanted us to be Baptists or to be able to choose to be a Baptist rather than a Catholic or a Methodist or a Jew, Church of God in Christ. I thought all of these things. I knew very little about the wars that were going on after the death of Christ and after the scriptures had been, you know, formalized in 1611 by King James. Then you began to realize that about that time was when the Baptist Church was established in England and then brought over to America. Then you dig a little deeper, then you realize, I hate to say it, but you realize that all of the religions basically that we have in the United States came from Europe. And what is absent in it is that none of the people that are considered racial minorities in this country have a religion of their own, one that they created or even modified from the scriptures. If you're just going to use the scriptures alone and you're going to break away from the Catholic Church, which was the church of Christianity before all of these other denominations were created. And they were created because of dissatisfaction with the Catholic Church. And they were seeking ways to improve upon it, to tweak it, to modify. But yet you don't know this when you're a little kid sitting in church or in the Sunday school. And you don't know it because the people that were teaching you didn't know it. They didn't know this any more than they knew that they were passing on a dependency virus to us so that we could become dependent on them and others to teach us the truth about who we are and the truth about how we can create a successful relationship with God and understand that the God that we are creating a successful relationship was one that someone else created. Without Moses, do we know God? You have to ask yourself, we know God without Moses. And the people that did not know Moses, did they know God? Did they know some form of spiritual being other than the one that Moses introduced the world to in his writings? So who are we aware of being without Moses? And then the chronology of the beliefs after Moses that led us to all of the New Testament. If you're a Christian, and then understand that the world had already existed for thousands of years before Christians came about. Who are you aware of being when you are some little kid sitting somewhere in the United States of America, or you're some adult today? And you're sitting in church today, and you believe that what you're hearing is information that is God-driven, God-created. Now, you believe that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting there. Otherwise, you wouldn't believe what the people are saying, your teachers, your ministers, and so forth. And realize that during the Reformation or when the people creating all of these new ideas, from Martin Luther Calvin and all of these other people, John Wesley, all these people creating these different denominations. And we have, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, too many. And we need to focus now not so much on religious denominations, but on the power of the individual to create a relationship with God. And using God as a greater power than possessed in this world. How to connect to this power individually. How does an individual connect to the power without depending on something that someone else has created? Why do I need to be a Baptist and understand that the Baptists in the United States of America came from England, came from Europe? And then, you know, the Methodists came from Europe. Church of Christ came from Europe. And then you say that the Europeans have had the greatest impact on our lives and our beliefs of our God. And yet, during the development and creation of these different denominations, they were fighting each other. There was really no peaceful transitions involved. And this toxicity, this virus that they created, was passed on to us. And we become the same way. We are fixated on choosing to be one or the other. Evangelicals, all of these things that people created these words to separate themselves from what they disagree with. And what they disagreed with is what they had heard by others during the 16th and 17th century in the United States of America. But we didn't create all of this. They created the choices for us to choose. And we just have so many of them now. And those choices have divided us. We're divided by religious denominations. We're divided by spirituality, of understanding what spirituality means, who we are aware of being. And we're divided because we lack the power and clarity to know who we are without illusions. We don't know who we are without illusions. So we become the source of our actions. If we have a virus and we don't know how to rid our bodies, in this case, our minds of the virus, then it's still there. So we don't know the impact that our beliefs have on our actions. We don't know we don't really know what is happening because it came from someone else hundreds of years ago. But I have talked to many people, and they believe that God wrote the Bible and God told Moses what to say. And then if you read about it, you can see that Moses is just talking about some stuff that he either heard about, somebody told him about it, or he manufactured it. Talk about the evolution of life from Adam and Eve. Because he didn't live that long to pass on, to go through those different generations and so forth, to talk about them. So now, where are we today? Folks, where are you today in your relationship with the greater power within you? Is it in you or is it outside? Is it external or is it internal? Regardless of your faith in some denomination today, some religion, some attempts at spirituality, who are you aware of being, and is there a greater power in you? And if there is a greater power in you, do you have direct knowledge of the power for yourself? And if you do have direct knowledge of the power for yourself, what does it say to you today? Who are you aware of being? Who are you aware of being? And where did your beliefs come from? Where did this awareness of being come from? How did it originate in your life? So when we try to understand, like I was saying to you earlier, things that I did not know as a child and that as an adult. Maybe I didn't pay too much attention to it. Maybe I wasn't interested. But I know the one thing, I became a Christian and I became a Baptist. I know this because I made the choice to do it. And I made the choice based upon what was available to me in the world, what sounded better. But I really made it based upon where my friends were as a kid. I could be close to my classmates. We had some type of commonality. And we would even debate, folks, the which church was better. The one I went to or the one my friends went to. Which minister was closer to God? These are all of the questions that we were raised in because we had been taught in school, public school, to raise questions, to ask questions. Then we began to ask questions about religion, Christianity, God, and all the other things. We wanted to know. We wanted to know what was this all about, this, the spirituality. What was God all about? And so some of my question was rooted in a lack of clarity and understanding because the people that were teaching me lacked the clarity and understanding. So the conditions in my life were there because God wanted them to be. So if I was suffering, if I was dealing with lack, limitation, and struggle, I would have to continue to live this way until God ameliorated or changed the condition, because I wouldn't be suffering if God didn't want me to suffer. Now, that was some type of belief system that people shared at one time, and they still do. People actually believe this, actually believe suffering comes from God. Without understanding, suffering comes from the beliefs you're using to define God outside of you. There is no suffering when you discover and work with the God inside of you, which is greater power. I call it the consciousness of truth. It's the truth about who you are. Without all of these distortions and illusions that have been defining you a certain way. You're not supposed to suffer. We weren't born to suffer. We suffer because we have a virus that we're unwilling to treat. That virus is the dependency virus. Depending on others, information is causing us to become ill. We become sick. We become infected, the suffering gene. The suffering gene that's passed on all of the time, the dependency gene. And that's what causes us the problem. That's why we don't feel good about ourselves. That's why you have all of these religions today. Because they are not, in most instances, clearing your mind of the virus, of dependency on others for the truth about who you are and the truth about the greater power of God. You could say, well, Brother Malcolm, how do you know? Aren't you just being just like the other people, claiming that you know about God? And I can say to you, yes, that could be true. And particularly if you and I are not speaking the same language and we're not coming from the same source of direct knowledge. What I am saying is that the direct knowledge of within you gives you the clarity and the power to understand you've been living in an illusion, a man-made illusion, and you believe the illusion is the truth about who you are. I am saying that when you let go of the man, your dependency on the man-made illusion, and enter into your own solitude within yourself, then I am saying to you, you discover the truth about who you are without all of this information, and things will become clear to you, and you can see the things that you're unwilling to face because of public pressure from others, fears about what will happen. If you raise the questions and to have the clarity about what happened, to know that the Baptist religion, the Methodist religion, the Lutheran religion, the Episcopal religion, and all of these other religions are something that were made up by people that were dissatisfied with the Catholic Church and each other. And it wasn't anything about clearing the mind to understand God. It was trying to use the basic knowledge of the Catholic Church, which had already been established, and then they wanted to use this to create a separatism belief that about this is what we are changing. So we're changing baptismal to mean that we can now baptize adults. and we don't consider baptizing children to be baptismal. But think about it. It's still baptismal, still baptizing. So nothing has changed. It's just you want it a different way. But when you change and you remove baptizing and the baptismal ritual, what do you have? You have clarity. You have clarity to know that the metaphors that people wrote about thousands of years ago, supposedly, allegedly, then you know that what cleansing the mind means is letting go of your dependency on others for power and clarity. You're depending on others to give you power and clarity to live your life and overcome a dependency virus that you don't even recognize is in you. You think it's coming from someone else. We become like the people that, the people that were creating the breakaway from, they called themselves Protestants later on, but the people who were breaking the breakaway from the Catholic Church didn't know that they were still attached to the Catholic Church. And when we break away from our parents and society, we don't realize how attached we are to the training, to their training. That's what power and clarity is, and that's the difference between what I am saying and what others have told you about God being internal or external. I am making a definitive, a declarative statement here. God is within. God is within you. God exists within you as unconditioned consciousness, colorless, spaceless, and formless, whole, perfect, and complete. Irrefutable evidence that you cannot refute if you're willing to cleanse your mind of others' beliefs and enter into your mind to work in the consciousness and self-discovery, then you will understand what I am saying for yourself. You will have direct knowledge, not hearsay. You're not just taking what I say for granted, like you've been doing all of our lives, taking things for granted, what other people have told us, believing that somehow Moses had a conversation with God, creation of the world, and the world had been created for thousands of years before Moses was born. And then to shape our lives on this dependency of the past and others in the past and the achievements of others in the past. What is here today is greater than Moses. It's the consciousness of truth. It's far greater, and it's in you. It's a part of you. But you don't believe it when you believe in the illusions of the past. Then you believe you want to know about what Moses did, not about what you're doing. You want to know about what Paul and Solomon and all of the others did if you are a Christian. You want to know about this so you can learn more about the Psalms and the Acts and all of the other things. Then you can start quoting, you know, the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You want to spend years studying them in a university, what they call a seminary. And you think that teaches you more about this power. This power is not coming from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's coming from the consciousness within you. It's not, the consciousness within you is not depending on Matthew, Luke, and John, and Mark, all of these other people to share information with you and insights with you. It is in the present moment. It is the I am in this moment. I am aware of being who I am aware of being. And when you are listening without clarity, it's like seeing delusions. You don't see clearly. You don't hear clearly. And I had a conversation recently with someone, and they thought they were listening, but they were not listening with clarity. They were listening without clarity. And when you're listening without clarity, you don't hear clarity. You don't hear things clearly. You hear things from a fuzzy, distorted audio system. You hear the words, but you're not listening with a clear mind. And so you don't understand the clear mind communication. And that's why we emphasize cleansing the mind first of your dependency on others. Cleansing the mind of others' beliefs so that you can hear the insights conscious of truth within you. It is in you. This is not hearsay information. This is a challenge for you to discover it for yourself. You go within and discover it for yourself. And you say, well, I went within and I didn't hear anything, Brother Malcolm. And my question back to you would be, did you cleanse your mind first of being a Baptist, a Catholic, a Jew, or some other religion? Did you do that first? Did you let go of your dependency on the past? And then your answer will become clear. No, I didn't. Then my thing is, you have more work to do to enter into self-discovery and the consciousness of truth. But don't fret about it, because you will be able to do it if you're willing to cleanse your mind. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for sharing those wonderful insights and meditation with us today. And now I'm going to ask one other favor of you. Could you please close us out the broadcast today? And we'll both be back on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. Have a great day. Sister Carol is going to close us out. And we'll see you at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Here's Sister Carol.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.